Now it is time for Taste of the Week, and the US holiday of Thanksgiving takes place on the third Thursday each year. But did you know that there's also a Canadian Thanksgiving? Canada's version takes place on the second Monday in October, so Monday just gone, which involves families coming together to eat turkey and celebrate the harvest and other blessings of the past year. Outside of Canada, it is sometimes called Canadian Thanksgiving to distinguish it from Thanksgiving in the US. So it's time once again for Taste of the Week, and here to take us through what Canadians eat for their Thanksgiving, we are joined by Randy Lewis, Canadian foodie and owner of Randaddy's in Lahinch. How are you doing, Randy?
Really, really good, Alan. Thanks for having me. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you too. Last time I was chatting to you, you were up the far north of the country. You were in Derry.
North, yeah, Derry.
What have you been up to since?
Well, actually, believe it or not, right now we're actually in my house. We're doing a six-part recipe series right now. So I'm sitting here with a loud setup, and we just finished recipe number one, actually. So we're just in the middle of recipe number one, going to recipe number two.
Fantastic. You're one of the busiest people I know.
Trying to be busy, I think, is really important. It keeps you occupied, keeps you moving forward. And I mean, this part of the industry is just so much fun. And it's something I've been shooting for quite a while. So I really enjoy this part.
And with all this, actually, I should have asked you this before, Andy, but with all this work and all the food you're making, how do you resist the urge not to sample all or some of everything that you've cooked?
Sorry to preempt you on that one. I was only thinking about that the other day. I was sitting there with my lovely girlfriend, Jenny, and I was like, you know, like, I'm trying to cut down on things, but you'd be walking through the kitchen or you'd be doing, a recipe shoot like we're doing right now for Collar Gas, actually. And you're sitting there, and it's impossible not to taste things. Even when I'm walking through the kitchen, because I'm always looking at the chips sitting there. We do fresh chips, or you're looking at something, and you're constantly tasting. So to fight the urge is really hard. So the way to combat it is a lot of activity, and I try and be active as much as possible. You know, I have a six-year-old that keeps me active. Just try and get, to the gym, try and get a walk in the morning. And then if I can, some days, try and fast the day out. But a day like today, yesterday I kind of underate as much as possible, because I know I'm going to be eating so much today, which is also, it's also good fun, especially days like today. You're getting to taste so many different flavors in one day.
Yeah.
And it's definitely the highlight of my week is happening right now.
Your discipline and willpower is incredible, my friend, I have to say.
I think you're embellishing the discipline and willpower, but we're definitely coming, we're getting better at it. I think throughout the years, I've definitely getting, as a chef, you are in a kitchen, I have a luxury of, I'm a bit older now. We're kind of in and out of the kitchen quite a bit more. But, I think you really have to train yourself to just be more disciplined and try and get to the gym, try and get a little bit healthy, being in the kitchen on your, on your legs all day and, your elbows would be killing you. I mean, it's all funny stuff, but I mean, just being disciplined and getting the gym is very important. Absolutely.
Before we get to today's recipe, Randy, I just want to ask you a little bit about Canadian Thanksgiving. I mean, I guess maybe like a lot of people, it actually just had never occurred to me that there would be one, but I guess why wouldn't there be? The histories of Canada and America obviously have their differences, and I'm sure Canadians would love to emphasize that. They'd suffer a bit, I suppose, similar to Irish people being confused as being part of the UK and all that kind of stuff. Very much your own country, but the history of people coming to the new land, to the US, would be similar-ish in Canada, the Pilgrims and so on.
Absolutely.
So tell us a bit about Canadian Thanksgiving.
Well, it's just a day of really celebration. There's only two times a year you whip out turkey, and that's Thanksgiving and Christmas. So turkey for me on Thanksgiving is phenomenal. Christmas turkey is phenomenal. They're definitely pinnacle times where you're looking forward to eating, a feast of food. That's what Thanksgiving really is to me. And obviously eating some pumpkin pie is definitely one of my favorites.
How do you celebrate it in Ireland? Is it any different to celebrating in Canada? Well, apart from the fact you're in a different country, but do you get the family around and make all the same kind of stuff?
I think I've been around Ireland now for 16 years, so I've kind of adopted a lot of Irish traditions. So it wouldn't be as sought after to me as it used to living in Canada. In Ireland, you're kind of having turkey every other week, it seems like, there's the turkey and ham kicking around somewhere. So I think this tradition has definitely gone by the wayside for me, unfortunately. But I mean, new traditions have been picked up. you know, being in Ireland, you know, my son's Irish, so picking up those new traditions is just as much fun as the old traditions. And yeah.
Okay, well, the recipe you're going to be telling us about today is a bit of a Thanksgiving staple, I would suggest, regardless of whether you're celebrating it in the United States or in Canada. Something I actually have never had, but I'm keen to talk about this because I see it has pecans in it, which I love. It's pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie and the pecans is definitely the part I like. We'll get to the pecans at the end because the ending's always the best, isn't it?
It is indeed.
So yeah, pumpkin pie, like, I mean, it's not, you don't see it often in Ireland, but when I do see it, I definitely go for it. It's just a lovely, smooth texture of a pie. I think pies are definitely Canadian stroke American. It's a big thing in Canada. So starting out with the pastry, I think if anybody's cooked any pies, you know, you're getting your pastry in the bowl. Giving it a real good mix, and more importantly, letting the pastry sit in the fridge is one of the most important things people maybe forego. Letting it sit there for an hour in the fridge so it firms up, so you can roll it out nicely. And if you can roll it out nicely, you get it in the inside the pie tin, and it's something called blind baking. So you're going to line it with some parchment paper, put your rice or your dry beans in it, or anything dry really, and that really stops the pastry from rising up. And you want to get that cooked off. And then you're going to go over to your filling. You're going to go on to your next steps of the filling. You're going to get that, you know, cooked off and all sorted. And you're going to really want to drain your pumpkin puree before you start adding everything into the bowl and mixing. This is an important part because if your pumpkin puree is too runny, it's not going to hold as well as it should.
Okay.
So really, you know, I put go in this strainer, but you can also lay it down on some paper towel and let the juice seep off of it. But I like to let it strain in a colander. So that way I can take the juice left over, put that in the fridge. And I might do something with it later, or put it in a latte. You know, you can cook it down and make a little bit of a syrup with it. So yeah, that's something new. Yeah. Do you like that idea, pumpkin coffee? No.
Well, it's something that it's something, Randy, that had never occurred to me in my entire life until you just said it there. And as a coffee lover, I'm always keen to try new coffee experiences.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you go into Starbucks right now, there are definitely some kind of pumpkin flavorings going in there. But going on to it, yeah, we get everything in the bowl. I'll cut it short. Get everything in the bowl. You get it all mixed up, and then you get it cooked off. Cooked off for, you know, roughly 40 minutes. Depends on your oven. And what's going on with it. You want to test it with a toothpick. I like to take a knife and poke it in and just want to make sure that there's no pumpkin coming off on it. We want a smooth texture where your knife's coming out like putting it in a block of butter, I guess you can compare it to. And then my favorite part is the pecans.
Yay.
Roasting those bad boys off, getting a little bit of maple syrup in there. And this is the part, you know, I can eat pecans with some flavor on it all day long. So roasting them off with the maple syrup, my mouth's starting to water here now. Roasting them off with the maple syrup and letting them cool down before you put them on the pie. And obviously cool down on the pie, and what you're going to get from the maple syrup and the pecans together and add a little bit of salt in there. Obviously, I think I have that in the recipe. If you look on your website, and a little bit of salt, a little bit of sugar and the pecans together on top, you're going to get the lovely crusty crunch. Then you're going to go through the smooth texture, and then you're going to have a nice wallop of nut and maple syrup all mixed in one, and really, you know, really is a delicious, you know, after dinner treat by far.
Yeah,
I'm just gulping.
I think maybe it's partly just because I haven't had lunch yet, but I'd eat anything, but this sounds absolutely fantastic.
It's pretty easy. I think it's straightforward. I think a lot of baking can be easy, as long as I think the important part is have your measurement tools there, have your scale there, and just really know that, yeah, it says an hour and a half to make, but I mean, if you want, you can break it down. Make the pastry the day before. Take 15 minutes out, make the pastry the day before, put it in the fridge, you know?
Yeah.
Or even make the pie crust the day before and just leave it out on the side, and just go at it the next day and you make your filling. Or you make it all in one shot, and it's really... It looks complicated. I mean, if you've never baked before, but it's really quite an easy recipe to do. Much like most baking, if you kind of just break it down and you just do your measurements, it's kind of, you know, this one's more or less kind of foolproof as long as your pumpkin is drained properly.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering whether it was easy or difficult to do, because looking at the recipe, I'm looking at her, that it seems like there are quite a lot of constituent parts, but it is, once you follow it, it's easy enough to put it together.
Yeah, like, again, it's kind of, I won't say it's, no recipe's foolproof, but it's a foolproof recipe where if you just, yeah, again, if you just follow the ingredients there, like, it's not, if you do make a bit of boo-boo here and there, it'll still hold together and it still tastes good and result will still be good. And that's why I like this recipe, because you're baking it, you have the eggs in there to make everything stick together. The pastry itself is only a few ingredients. I mean, again, if you put a little bit too much in this, a little bit less of this, it's still going to come out, you know, still going to come out relatively good.
It sounds absolutely delicious. I do wonder, though, you know, like I've seen American Thanksgiving dinners and they're quite, there's a lot going on even outside of the turkey. I'm sure the Canadian Thanksgiving dinners are the same. Would you be just going for like a slight sliver of this pumpkin pie, or would you want to ease off on the turkey and the trimmings just to leave a little bit of space for this?
I'm the type of guy that my dessert is the turkey and gravy. So my pumpkin pie would probably sit there for quite a few hours afterwards. I love the gravy, you know, I love the dip in the bread and the fresh bread. I love the potatoes going around and the fresh turkey. And then a few hours later, you know, I'll dip into the pie and it won't be a slice. It'd be quite a bit more for me. I'd take a slice, eat it, you know, sit down, watch TV, take another slice. You know, probably have a glass of whiskey with it and just really enjoy and savour it, you know.
You say that, Randy, that, you know, because you're in Ireland so long, probably, and because we have turkey with a lot of dinners, you're not really having as much, or, you know, the traditional Canadian Thanksgiving dinner, but it's certainly on the day itself, and obviously it happened on Monday just gone. Does it give you pause to think about the homeland, or, you know, family back home and
absolutely,
all that kind of a thing?
It definitely strikes up, and you're thinking of your relatives, you're thinking of your grandma. Like, my memories is my grandma making the big Thanksgiving dinner, where there's 15 close relatives, or even 20, you know, all around the table, and kind of, you know, well, I wouldn't say all around the table. The kids, you know, we had to shuffle along with our plates and go eat in front of the TV while the adults were on the table. But definitely memories of you know, going down to grandma's cellar, getting the pop out, you know, getting ready, and grandma, you know, letting you taste, you know, slivers of the cookies she might have made, plus, you know, or grandma's bread being coming out of the oven. You know, that was always, you know, I mean, grandmas do everything, don't they? They're grandma's cooking, there's nothing anything like it.
Yeah, grandmas are pretty superhuman. This recipe, it looks fantastic. I'm even tempted to give it a go myself. I'm pretty useless in the kitchen.
I think it's fairly easy. Like I said, make the pastry the day before, you know, break it down for yourself, make it the day before, and then just work on it the next day. And I mean, it's as easy as, it's fairly straightforward. It is. I wouldn't think of any more straightforward pie recipe to make than that.
Okay, even I could potentially do it, and that's saying something. The recipe is up on our website for anyone who wants to check it out. And I have to say, one of the things I like the sound of with Canadian Thanksgiving as opposed to its American counterpart is that, you know, because there's so much eating going on and because you're having turkey at Christmas, with the American Thanksgiving being the third Thursday in November, you don't have as much of a gap between you might be a little bit more sick of turkey if you're having Thanksgiving in America. At least you've got the 2.5 months if you're in Canada.
Yeah, and it's strange because obviously their harvest season is a bit different, I guess. I mean, ours gets colder in Canada a bit faster, so things are maybe a bit harvest a bit quicker. But yeah, I like it. It's spread out, you know, absolutely. November is just a bit too close to Christmas for me.
Is that to do the fact that the Canadian Thanksgiving is the second Monday of October? Has it always been that way, or as the American one is internationally has kind of been in people's consciousness, it's to differentiate it from that?
It's always been around that day. Yeah, absolutely. It's just, that's just the way it happens. I mean, I guess it's down to do with the harvest. I never really, you know, in detail, I'm sure I learned loads about it in school, but you kind of forget most of it, don't you? You
yes.
remember the good parts, and that's the eating, you know.
Okay, well, a fantastic recipe, and you were mentioning at the outset, Randy, that you're filming a lot of stuff with recipes at the moment. You're on recipe number one. When can we expect to see all of that?
Yeah, recipe number one is on. The middle of November, we'll be launching a little bit more of a Christmas thing. We have Christmas recipes coming out. Four or five of them through Calor Gas, which I'm really excited about. Cooking in home and having the family around me while I'm cooking and tasting, it's a neat experience, you know. And you're in your own home, which is always incredible. You know where everything is. And everybody's, you know, it's you're in your home camp. You're cooking at home, you know, rather than cooking away. It's like a sport. when you're cooking at home, everybody's cheering you on, you know, and it's quite easy. You get that thrill. Then when you're cooking away, it's a bit more nervous now, you know. Not sure if you have that knife or that ingredient, but like I got my pantry behind me, so usually the recipes end up to be quite a bit different than when I written down, because you have everything behind you. I'm like, oh, wait a sec, a little bit of this would go good with this, so we're going to mix it in there. So it's fun and it's very exciting.
I have an image in my mind of a nervous Randy Lewis with his hands shaking, trying to hold a pan at an away venue as opposition chef's before. Crowd are booing you.
it's definitely happened before.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Listen, Randy, thanks as ever for joining us. That recipe, just to mention again, is up on the Clare FM website. You can check that out. And looking forward to our next recipe and our next chat. Randy, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. That's Randy Lewis, a Canadian foodie and owner of Randaddy's in Lahinch.